This is news from North Country Public Radio.
Each year, Canada's Council for the Arts awards the Governor General's Literary Awards to the best books of the year. The winning novel for 2012, The Purchase, chronicles what happens when a Quaker man in Virginia accidentally buys a slave. The author, Linda Spaulding, born and raised in Kansas, has lived in Canada for 30 years. Our book reviewer, Betsy Capus, has this review.
In Linda Spaulding's novel, The Purchase, there is nothing romantic about a journey west to pioneer new land. In 1798, Daniel Dickinson must leave his Quaker community after he marries Ruth, a 15-year-old orphan and an unholy Methodist. Spaulding writes, "There were other wagons leaving Pennsylvania and going south and west, but none were so laden with woe as the one that carried the five children and the widower and his new bride." Daniel is completely unprepared for life as a pioneer. When he goes to an auction to buy farm equipment, he's shocked to see slaves for sale. After a young boy is led to the stage, Daniel's arm goes up, Spaulding writes, as if pulled by a string. It requires all his money and one of his horses to pay the too high price for Simus. The Quaker abolitionist and pacifist becomes the owner of a slave. Daniel's decision to buy Simus causes a cascade of tragedies. Simus hides Bet, a slave girl escaping from sexual abuse on a neighboring farm. When her owner and abuser, Jester Fox, comes to retrieve her, he's killed by a rock thrown at his head. The reader knows that Daniel's daughter, Mary, committed the crime, but Simus is lynched. Daniel refuses to return Bet to Fox's widow, and Daniel's children grow close to Bet and her son, Bri. The Purchase reads quickly in a style that somehow seems old-fashioned and modern at the same time. In 350 pages, over a decade goes by, and Spaulding lets her characters grow and stretch, only to be hurt again and again by the strict code of relationships in their Virginian community. The young wife, Ruth, resents the actions of her bumbling husband, but she must give Daniel all her earnings from selling butter. When Mary falls in love with a neighbor man, Bet says to her, "He is a man who will decide your life. It is what husbands do." And Bet leaves the relative freedom she has with the Dickinsons to return to the farm where she was abused, the only way she can stay close to her son. Near the end of the book, news of the War of 1812 makes its way to Virginia, and Daniel, who has never owned a gun, will not allow his sons to join up. Isaac disobeys his father and goes off to war. When he returns, he has tales of the North, of Upper Canada, where escaped slaves fought against the Americans. "You should get yourself up there, boy," he says to the son of slaves who work for Daniel. "You should run off and join up with that regiment." But it is other slaves and women who slip away to begin their journey north to freedom. As Bet begins the long and dangerous trek, she has a plan to make the trip easier. Spaulding writes, "When she woke in the afternoon, after a long morning sleep, she would search ground and trees and bushes for edibles and give herself one pleasant memory each day, since regret would slow her pace." The Purchase is a novel filled with regret, yet its pages are also filled with the will to live and love.
Our book reviewer, Betsy Capus, lives and writes in Colton, and she also contributes to our online Readers and Writers Book Club, our book club on our website. You'll find more information at ncpr.org.
Digital distribution of North Country Public Radio news and features is funded by gifts from listeners like you. Join us at ncpr.org.